Good morning, Tamidim. Like the Manal, welcome to Tamidim yesterday. We come back from a vacation, we come back from a break. We owe Kadosh Baruch Hu tremendous. Hakaras Atayv. Thank you for the fact that we were able to go, we were able to come back. And we hope that you all had a good time. Beruchni Yisuvah Gashmias. It was a good break for everybody. And came back rejuvenated. Many things could happen once we leave the Kaisle Beis HaMedrash. And now that we all came back, like we said, hopefully gesund. Beruchni Yisuvah Gashmias. We have the Koiches to continue on for the next stretch. They say over in the name of Rabbi Yisuv Chaim Zonnefeld, that there's two Balei Chaim, two animals, they get credit for helping the Yidden as they were leaving Mitzrayim. One is a famous one, the dogs. Chob Neisol Yechitzu Kelev Es Hashoyna. The dogs did not bark as Klal Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim. So their reward is that whenever they shecht an animal and it's an avela, La Kelev Tashlichu Neisay. You give the dogs the nevela to eat. And then you have the chamayrim. The donkeys helped Klal Yisrael carry the loads of the fortune that they gained as they left Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, they should go get from the Mitzrayim all their wealth. And how are they going to schlep all the wealth? So the chamayrim helped the Yidden. They carried all the wealth with them. And the reward of the chamayrim is pidyon peteh chamayr. Zok Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, it's a bit hard to understand. You have two animals that helped Yidden. The dog that didn't bark gets rewarded that he gets, they throw to him, lakelof tashlichon oisah, they throw a shtickel nevela. The chamayr that helped carry the money, his reward is so much greater. The reward of the chamayr is a mitzvah that is part of the arba parshias of the tefillin. We say it every day for those that put on tefillin. Every day after putting on tefillin, you speak about pinyan peteh chamayr. And we know when there is a pinyan peteh chamayr, it's a simcha. I remember a few years ago, they had one here in Chicago. It was a tremendous simcha. The whole city came together for pinyan peteh chamayr. Why is the reward of the chamayr so much greater than the lakelef tashlichonois and then the shtickel nevela that you throw to the dog? So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, that the chamayr worked hard to help the Yidden. The chamayr gave his back to help the Yidden. There's a medrash that brings down that Ani Yisrael, even the poor people of Klal Yisrael left with 90 chamayrim loads of gold, silver, and other possessions that they gained. So a poor person left with 90 donkey loads. The chamayr had to work very hard to carry all that money. So the reward of working hard, the reward of giving your back for another yid, is so much greater than the dog not barking. And that's why the reward was so much greater. What it means to give your back for someone else, what it means to help out another yid, if you work hard, the reward is so much greater. Yes, the kelev also did a great thing. It didn't bark. But it didn't take much work from the dogs not to bark. The chamayrim actually worked very hard. And for that, we remember it every day in our tefillin, every day in our davenings. You remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you say the parshas of Kaddish Li, Kol Bechor, Mechapet Erechem, Behemo. L'maaseh, we're living in a generation of distractions. Many Gedolim speak about that today's generation, we forget the focus. What are we here for? What's our purpose in this world? And there's so many distractions there that we tend to forget. But yet we know that Rashi tells us famous Rashi of last week's Parsha, the famous Ramban of this week's Parsha, but I'm going to focus on the famous Rashi of last week's Parsha. Then Rashi tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu from time to time needs to wake us up from the distractions. We need a wake-up call. So what does the Kaddish Baruch Hu do? V'chem yidasu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zok Rashi, mei v'pranios al umos oivdei kechavim kidei sheyishmu Yisrael v'yiro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring misfortune to the umos ha'olam. He'll bring tragedies. Things will happen in the world. And the purpose of the things happening in the world, kidei sheyishmu Yisrael v'yiro, wake up, listen, see what's going on, fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a wake-up call. Distractions can be good also. It depends for what. We're just thinking. On the drive to New York, you're driving to New York, and you have to distract the children for about 13, 14 hours. It's a bit hard. Okay, so today, Baruch Hashem, you can go into Keshestam, and they have these CD players, DVDs that you could put into the computer, you could put into the thing, and the kids could watch even a kosher video. Now, did they technically gain anything out of watching the video that they watched? It was entertaining. It was a distraction. It kept them quiet while we had to drive from point A to point B. Was there any gain? Yeah, there may have been a lesson somewhere down the line about mitzvah gedolias besimcha, so there's comedy inside to make you happy. Maybe somewhere along the line there was also some achnasas arachim, and chreis was also. But that's not the point. The point is, yeah, sometimes distractions are needed. But the problem is that if we're living in a world full of distractions, it's not only from getting you point A to point B. You're living a life of distractions. Wherever you go, there's a distraction. Then it's defeating the purpose because you stop thinking. So Rashi tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a wake-up call. Stop thinking. Start thinking. Stop being in your world of fantasy. They say with times of sports and the times of the playoffs and it's Mamash Toiva for Klal Yisrael. Because the Umos HaOlam are busy at the time with this team, that team. If they wouldn't be so busy with what's going on between, then they may be busy trying to taunt us. So for Klal Yisrael, it's a tremendous gain, the fact that there's so much sports competition and there's different competitions out there. Because by nature, the Umos HaOlam are looking to compete. If they can't compete themselves, at least they'll watch, they'll be involved in someone else competing. And if they don't have that distraction, Rachmana Litzlan, it could be they're going to come after us to compete with Klal Yisrael. So rather be involved with the other things. So you allow Klal Yisrael to stay focused on what's important in life, as Rashi says. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring things to happen in the world in order just to wake us up. So sometime Eden Taka asked if we're going to speak about some of the current events that's going on that happened in the Umos HaOlam. If we're going to speak about it. And the answer is yes. I'll touch upon it. Not all of you are aware what's going on in the world. There's been an incident. This week's Parsha speaks about Parsha's boy, the last three Makas. One of the Makas is the Makas Arba, Mak of Locust. There's an incident in the world going on right now that many of you may be aware of, that in the country called Kenya there's a tremendous plague of locusts going on right now. Millions and millions of grasshoppers, locusts, are swarming Kenya. I'm not sure if they said every hour or every day that the locust is there. They eat the equivalent to 35,000 people. Just imagine. Let's say even every day. For every day that the locust is swarming Kenya, that's the equivalent of 35,000 people's food they're ruining. They can't stop it. They don't know what to do. They don't know. So someone is going to say, okay, it's just a coincidence that in Kenya, there is a plague of locusts, and in this week's parsha, we're talking about the plague of locusts. It could be it's a coincidence. But if you look into Rashi, Rashi says, no. Don't fall asleep. Don't be busy with your distractions. Don't look at your X switch backs and ten. Don't get yourself so distracted with those things that jump on screens, because that's not the real world. It's not just a coincidence. Why dafka Kenya? Why dafka locus? I'm not sure. But that's definitely a wake up call. That maybe promise a little bit of for what reason? That we should hear about it. We should wake up from our distractions. This past week, there was another incident, another happening. Some of you thought that I may have been discussing about that. Now I'll talk about it. There is another plague. There's a plague in China. It's called Corona. There is a plague, a virus that recently broke out in China, and they have tens of people that currently died already from this virus called Corona, and hundreds of thousands that are currently quarantined. In quarantine, there are officials from different countries that have some of their nationals working in China who are shipping them out, taking all their people out of China, quarantining them in their own country, not to get inflicted with this plague called Corona. So you look around in the world, there are things happening. Things happening all over. So you're going to say it's a coincidence, it's a devil, it's a makas b'chayrus, it's a plague. Plagues didn't only happen in Mitzrayim. Plagues are currently happening. And every year this time we see more and more things going on where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending messages. A message doesn't have to mean helicopters flying out of the mountains. You open up your eyes and you look around in the world and you see there are things happening. V'chein midasu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wake up! Get out of your distraction world. Get out of your fantasy land. Look around you. What's happening in the world? And then you say, one second, what am I doing in this world? Am I just... I'm not doing anything bad. I'm not barking. I'm not hurt. I'm not doing anything back. Or you're seeking ways how to give your shoulder, your back to someone else. You're looking how I can help someone else. Where can I do to work hard on doing something good? If you find yourself part of that category of, okay, you know what, yeah, it's news, it's happening here, it's happening there, but it doesn't affect me, and you don't do, okay, I'm still in my fantasy world, then you're like the caliph that doesn't do anything. Well, he did actually get mitzvah by not, but he didn't work hard in order to get rewarded hard. Benadam l'chaveroi, what it means to help another yid. Look at an animal that helped the yid, what the reward is. A heilige tefillin. Every day we mention the pinyan petach hamor. An animal that helped the yid. Can you imagine a yid helping another yid? I sent them an old picture. I was in Borough Park driving, and there was a school bus right in front of us, and the school bus had a sticker in the shape of a stop sign. And in the sticker it says, "Bullying stops here." So the bullying stops right outside the bus. That's where the bullying stops. One of my children said that reads wrong. It should say bullying starts here. Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, are we careful? Are we sensitive about someone else's feelings? Are we sensitive to help someone else? Are we sensitive to make our backs available? Let me help you. Let me carry something for you. What was the arba? What was the mida keneged mida against the arba? Why the locust? Zok the Medrash, that the Mitzriim used the Yidden, go take our animals to eat. Make the Yidden work. Oh yeah? You're going to make the Yidden give your take your animals to eat? So we're going to make sure all your food gets taken away from you. The Arba is going to eat up all your food, all your produce. That's the midah keneged midah. You make someone work for no reason? Big deal. I don't have to pick up the piece of garbage. Someone else will pick up the piece of garbage. I don't have to do it. The manal will bend down and pick up the piece of garbage afterwards. Manal always picks up everyone's garbage. We have to remember that what we do leaves an impact on our lives. We have to remember that it's not just that, okay, we're just not going to bark, we're not going to make, we're doing okay, but we're not. No. We're going to give our backs to help someone else. We're going to give all from ourselves to improve. We're going to work hard in improving. And the harder you work, the harder the reward is going to be. We just entered the month of Shvat. Shvat is Rosh Hashanah, Shmuis, Besoros, Tovos. We should be zeichet to really hear Besoros Tovos. We should hear good news. Want to mention also that we should have mind in our learning. Refuah Shleima. He tells Rosh Hashiva, Reb Chaim Dov ben Kreindl, that needs a Refuah Shleima. Learning, Adavin, we should have in mind. And the Zchus of the month Shvat of the Besoros Tovos that we're looking to hear, we should continuously only hear Besoros Tovos and Refuah Shleima for Gans Klal Yisrael.
Class begin 9:05 sharp.